Hello, everyone. This is Kelly Ford, and I wanted to give a brief demo of a small app I've been working on for sports scores and other information. I enjoy the excitement of sports and kind of the thrill and storytelling, yet many sports websites are difficult to use with a screen reader in some ways, or it just takes a lot of time. So I've been exploring both AI-powered development and accessibility of different environments, as I often do, and have been putting together a small little sports score app that I wanted to show.
Scores 8/13/2025.
So I'm on my Windows computer. I'm going to launch a program that I just simply call Scores right now. This is still what I'd consider a preview.
Sports scores. Select the league. League selection list. List box. League selection list. NFL 1 of 8.
So the app is fairly straightforward. When you run it, you can pick a league and arrow up and down.
NBA. MLB. NHL. WNBA.
Now, all leagues are still not done, but I've been focusing so far on MLB or baseball, NFL football, and a little bit on college football.
NCAAF. WNBA. NHL.
First letter navigation is also supported, so I'm going to hit M.
MLB.
For MLB, and then press Enter.
Date, Thursday, August 14th, 2025. Scores for MLB. Scores list, list box. Scores list. Val 0 VSC 0 105 PM EDT 1 of 10.
So now we have the scores for today. We can arrow to each score. At the end, if I hit end,
teams.
I have something that will show me the teams,
standings, news headlines,
and news headlines.
Goal zero, VSRE zero.
I can also use Alt-P for previous day.
Date, Wednesday, August 13th, 2025. Scores for MLB. Scores list, list box. Scores list. CHW 0 VS 1 final. 1 of 18.
Or Alt-N for next day. We won't go forward yet. Now, I happen to be a Brewers fan, so I'm going to hit M.
Milwell VS Pitt 5 final.
We see that the Brewers yesterday won 12-5, and it was actually 12 wins in a row. So for those who don't know, a restaurant chain here in Wisconsin named George Webb will be giving out free hamburgers. It's kind of a promotion they have if the Brewers get 12 wins in a row. We can press Enter on this game now.
Game details list, list box, game details list, Milwaukee Brewers home, 1 of 20.
And now again, arrow up and down. Some of this, as I said, it's a preview, so it can still use a refinement.
Record, 7-6-4-4.
But here we hear the Brewers' record.
Pittsburgh Pirates away. Record, 5-1-7-1. Status, final. Score, Milwell Pitt, 5. Game time, final. Venue, American Family Field, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Injuries, 2 injury reports available.
I will say right now, injury reports does not go beyond this.
Additional details. Box score.
We'll come back to box score.
Please.
Plays is perhaps the most interesting thing I've done in this app. I'm going to hit Enter.
Plays details dialog. Play by play 672 plays. Play by play 3 preview. Play by play 3 first in and closed.
Now, obviously we heard there was 672 plays. That's not accurate. That's a number that still needs to be refined. That's kind of how many entries there are in this list or tree. So now what I've done is you can arrow to each inning.
0, second inning closed. Third inning closed.
We can expand an inning with right arrow, typical tree.
Top of the third Woodruff pitching, closed.
So now we hear top of the third Woodruff pitching.
Spencer Horwitz, Horwitz lined out the right, closed.
Okay, we can hear the batters that went on.
Ryan Reynolds, Reynolds struck out looking, closed. Tommy Pham, Pham walked, closed.
We can expand a batter.
Pitch one ball, 189 mph, cutter 67, 200.
We heard a little bit of information there. We heard about the pitch, a ball, the type of pitch, and then we heard two numbers.
Tommy, pitch one ball, 189 mph, cutter 67, 200.
So these numbers refer to kind of where the ball was in an XY coordinate sort of system when the pitch crossed the plate. The numbers go left to right, low to high, and then low to high in the vertical position. This one's a little bit, you got to put it in reverse. The lower the number, the higher the number, the lower in the strike zone it is. So a pitch that, say, was at 1-1, that'd be out of the strike zone, would be in the upper left. Kind of a couple cool things here. I can hit Alt-P, and I get a tone about where that pitch was. The length kind of is the reflects the speed, and then the kind of pitch.
Pitch 1 ball 189 mph, cutter 67, 200.
The other thing I can do is hit Alt-S, and I can hear all the sequences of this batter. So there was five pitches.
Tommy Pham, Pham walked, open.
And it says he walked.
Pitch 1 ball 189 mph, cutter 67, 200.
And if we want to study this.
Pitch 2 ball 289 mph, cutter 107, 204. Pitch 3 strike 1 foul 92 mph, sinker 138, 160.
I can keep arrowing.
Pitch 4 ball 394 mph, sinker 89, 219. 5 ball 493 mph, sinker 111, 214.
So we can hear a lot of these were kind of low. Again, so Alt-P to play any pitch. Alt-S for the sequence. I can also press Shift-F10.
Menu, play pitch audio.
And it repeats as play pitch audio.
Play pitch sequence, open pitch explorer.
And we also have something that says open pitch explorer.
Leaving menus, sports scores unavailable, pitch exploration center, pitch exploration strike zone and game data dialog, pitch exploration center, pitch exploration, close exploration button, pitch exploration center, strike zone exploration, pitch exploration center, strike zone high left button.
A little bit of chattiness I still need to eliminate, but now we have buttons.
Strike zone high center button. Strike zone high right button.
Where you can kind of get a sense.
Strike zone high left button. Strike zone high. Strike zone. Strike zone center left button. Strike zone center center button. Strike zone. Strike zone low left button. Strike test audio at center button.
And get a sense of where different sounds are going to be.
Game pitch data. Strike out looking button. Floor pitch walk button.
And then there's some sample pitch sequences just taken from games.
Blaze the tails dialogue. Play by place.
Escape will back us up at any point.
Ninth inning closed. Game details. Game details list box. Game details list. Plays 12 of 20. Standings.
From this game details, we can also go to standings.
Odds, no data available. Injuries. Broadcasts, no data available. News.
Can go enter on news.
News details dialogue. Brewers keep direct hit. Brewers beat the Pirates 1-5 to extend their winning streak to 12 games.
So when you hear direct hit like that, that's a story directly related to the game.
Brewers keep rolling. Win three burgers with 12th straight victory.
Then this is just a news story as well.
Fantasy baseball reliever depth chart.
If you press enter on any of these headlines, the story would open up in your default browser.
News headlines direct hit equals game specific.
And we can back up.
Date Thursday, August 4th, 4-0 VSCHC teams.
Now we can go to the teams entry. We're back at the scores level, and we can hit enter on teams.
MLB teams dialogue. Allie's teams list box. Allie's teams. Toronto Blue Jays 7-0-5-1, 1-5. Boston Red Sox 6-6-5-6.
This gives you the standings for the team. We hit shift tab.
Allie's tab. Allie's tab. L Central Tab, L Central Tab, L West Tab, L NL East Tab, NL East, NL Central Tab, NL Central Tab.
I'm working on figuring out why these tabs are reading twice. Again, this is a preview.
NL Central Teams list box, NL Central Teams, Milwaukee Brewers 7-6-4-4, 1-5.
So this is kind of the teams view, and here we get the record. If we press enter on a team.
MLB teams unavailable, Milwaukee Brewers 7-6-4-4, Milwaukee Brewers schedule dialogue, Milwaukee Brewers 7-6-4-4, Milwaukee Brewers schedule list box, Milwaukee Brewers schedule, loading schedule, .. 1-1, Fry, Og 15, at Cincinnati Red State / 15-6-40 p.m. EDT, Great American Ballpark.
The schedule comes up and we'll show you the next game. Home will go to the beginning of the schedule.
Through March 27 at New York Yankees 0-2-4.
End would go to the end.
Sun, September 28 via Cincinnati Reds 9/28, 3:10 p.m. EDT American Family Field.
And then paging key, scroll a little bit.
Sat, August 23 via Sun, July 13 via Washington Nationals WA1.
Similar to when we had picked a score, we can press enter.
Milwaukee Brewers schedule unavailable. Record 5-6-4-0. Washington Nationals away. Record 3858.
And this is some of the same game details.
MLB teams unavailable. Sports scores. Date Thursday, August 14th, 20th. Standings.
We'll go to standings.
MLB standings dialogue. Allie's tab. Allie's tab. L Central tab. L West tab. NL East tab. NL Central tab. NL Central tab.
Here again, we have the same bug that I need to sort out about why these are reading twice. So the table experience is kind of an interesting one in that I've been exploring how do we get table support in an application that isn't a web page, and that's been an interesting thing. I'm not quite there. So then the question is, what do we want a screen reader to do?
NL Central Standing Table. NL.
I have been working to create an accessible table or that experience. It's still kind of in progress, but I think this is still quite usable.
Team Milwaukee Brewers. W Milwaukee Brewers W76. L Milwaukee Brewers L44. 2 Chicago Cubs L51.
Now I'm just arrowing around the grid.
3 Cincinnati Reds L58. W Cincinnati Reds W64. Team Cincinnati Reds.
Yes, I know there's some duplication.
W, L, Cincinnati Reds, PCT, Cincinnati Reds, PCT, 0.525. Date, Thursday, August. Select the league. League selection.
So we have, this is baseball. We'll go up to NFL.
NBA, NFL. Date, Thursday, August 14th, 2025. Scores for NFL. Scores list, list box. Scores list. No games found for this date. 1-4. Date, Wednesday, August 13th, 20. Date, Tuesday, August 12th, 2025. Scores for NFL. No games found for this date. 1-4. Date, Sunday, August 10th, 2025, scores for NFL, scores list, list box. Date, Saturday, August 9th, 2025.
I've just been using Alt-P.
Mid-20 VS Who 10 final.
Again, I can press Enter.
Game details, list, list box, game details, list, Minnesota Vikings home, 1-21. Record, 1-0, Houston Texans away. Record, 0-1.
So, for football, instead of plays, I have a level, all the same kind of details, stats and such, but we also have drives.
Drives.
So here I can press Enter.
Drives details dialog. Drive by drive summary 19 drives. Export game log button button. NFL drives 3 preview. NFL drives 3 quarter 1 closed.
Now I can expand this.
High voltage sign kickoff closed. 1500 hours. K. Fairbairn kicks 58 yards from HST 35 to min 7. T. Felton must catch and recovers at min 10. T. Felton pushed off at min 26 for 16 yards. T. Speed. T. Ross. Penalty on min. T. Jones. Offensive holding 10 yards. Enforced at min 22. Minnesota Vikings 13 plays 58 yards. 603 closed.
And then here's a drive if you wanted to study it.
High voltage sign kickoff closed.
Or if you don't, you just arrow down to the next one. Or I can expand this.
14-54, 1-10 from min 12 rush, plus 1 yard, J. Mason right tackle to min 13 for 1 yard, J. Smith.
Now all of this data is available on multiple websites already. It's just kind of not always exposed in the most accessible fashion. So I've just been spending some time using various APIs to show this information. Again, preview. Still some work to be done.
Game details. Date, Thursday, August. Select the league. League selection list.
On any of the scores views, you can also use Control-G to set dates. I'm still working on making those controls read well with the screen reader or understanding why they don't. But they do work. It's just if you arrow up and down, you don't always hear the change. You might have to tab away and back. This is one of those cases where when you develop an application, you're using a framework of some sort, and it either has to directly support accessibility or you have to work around the issues. I'm building this app in Python using the PyQt6 application framework, which seems to be fairly good for accessibility, but I've identified some issues. So if you want to try this app, download it. There's links to an issue tracker. If you want to contribute, it's an open source project. And as I said, I'm doing most of my development through a combination of my coding and AI feature generation. So I hope you enjoy the app.